We'll call the meeting on November the 10th, 2010, of the Ocala Municipal Code Enforcement Board together. At this time, I'd like to ask Georgia to lead us in invocation, please.
Heavenly Father, we ask your guidance tonight as we review the cases before us, and that our decisions are just, and amen.
Amen.
Please rise and we'll recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball.
Play ball.
Mrs. Brown?
Here.
Ms. Wilson?
Present.
Giorgio?
Here.
Ms. Sasso?
Here.
Mr. Bakowicz?
Here.
Mr. Cattleman?
Here.
Mr. Musley?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. I see you guys are standing. First, I thought maybe it was an honor to the board up here, but then I realized you're multitask, or you don't want to multitask, so you just want to continue standing so you can be sworn in. Is that what I presume?
That would work.
Ms. Carroll, would you like to do the swearing, please?
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give tonight will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to swear at you some, too, but it's being recorded. Okay. I'm not going to do my usual thing because there's nobody in the audience that really cares right now, so. Go ahead, Mr. Chip.
Good evening, board members. Chip Rich, City of Ocala, duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement to complete all four levels of training.
1 minute, Chip. Hold on just a second. I'm sorry. Got so flustered with all the audience members out there, I forgot to get the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Yes.
Is that made by Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. Seconded by Ms. Sasso. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. I'm sorry. If I'd follow the agenda, we'd be in good shape. Okay, now.
So I've worked in code enforcement for 31 months. I have about 30 years experience in law enforcement. I'll be presenting your cases this evening. First of all, I would remind everyone that please try to remember to say your name when it's your turn to speak. They are still doing the minutes out in Texas, and we want to make sure that they can understand who's talking for a little while, I guess. On page 2 of the agenda, case CON 10-13-17 has closed, so that will be removed. That will bring us to page 3 of the agenda, case CON 10-16-03, City of Ocala versus Sanjay A. Patel and additional respondents. A case location of 416 Southwest 14th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A case involving Inspector Dan Baker, a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation, trash, or other unsightly and sanitary matter. I have included for your presentation some photographs at the end, and we do have a staff recommendation for the file.
Okay. So it looks like somebody's mowing the right-of-way or something, huh?
Yes, the city would be responsible for doing that portion of it, and then the rest would be up to them. We have had two cases previously at this location as well, I would enter.
Okay. What did you say, Chip?
We have had some previous locations, or cases at this location.
Is this a repeat violator, then?
It is not a repeat violator. That's
okay.
Why we're bringing them to you.
Mr. Giorgio has made a motion to accept a staff recommendation. There's a second to that motion. Is there any discussion on the case? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Bring us to case number CON 10-14-24, a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala, versus Carrie Ann Sands and BSA Home Loans, 211 Northeast 12th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3495, 3432, 82512 and 82513. The parcel ID is 26650123. We've obtained legal service and we legally posted the property. We've included a copy of the less credit sum best report and a previous satisfaction of another mortgage. I've also included photographs in the presentation, and we have staff recommendation on file on page 2.
Wow, looks like a limb fell out.
Yeah.
The yard looks cut.
It's even awkward if they put a hat on the limb.
Are the weeds accumulation trash because of the down limb?
It's a combination of both. As you go further along, you'll see the grass is starting to grow, and in the backyard around the pool as well.
Pool, yeah.
Is this a vacant?
As you start getting down by page 5, you'll see it's over the limb.
Is this vacant?
Yes.
So it's an unsecured pool, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they brought that. That's been cited.
Not tonight, but another time?
No, I thought it was cited in the staff finding.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Yeah,
I see
barrier required.
Yeah.
Barrier
required.
Water collection is a barrier. Mm-hmm. Both are listed. Sorry, Eric Gifford, city attorney. Fellow Texan.
God bless Texas, but go Gators.
We need
I
all
make
of
a
them.
Motion that we accept the city recommendations.
I got a motion from Ms. Wilson to
second.
And a second from Ms. Brown.
Yes.
Is there any discussion? Here or none, I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, CON 101568, a case of the City of Ocala versus Lutchman v. Harding, 1906 Northwest 7th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. Parcel ID is 22512-00000. All certified mail has been returned. We have legally posted the property. We have a copy of the mortgage in with your case file and photographs at the end of your presentation. We also have a staff recommendation on page 2.
I'll accept the staff recommendation, Ms. Brown.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
I'll second it.
Second for Mr. Cattleman. Is there any discussion? Here or none, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries.
Next case on the agenda is case CUM 101571. A case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala, versus Samuel T. and Carol F. Doyus. A case location of 1940 Northwest 7th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. And Section 34122, abandoned or derelict vehicles. Parcel ID is 22523-000-00. All certified mail has been returned. We legally posted the property. We do have pictures in our presentation for you, and we have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation.
How many derelict vehicles are you citing?
All of them are derelict. There
okay.
is no legal vehicles on this property.
Okay.
And the pile grows and shrinks over time.
Uh-huh.
So they're obviously doing something here that we're not aware of.
Has the respondent ever been talked with? Or?
We have not been able to contact any respondent in this case, and Inspector Thomas is here to answer any other questions.
I've never made contact with the I've actually knocked on the door several times, left cards at the door, never got a response.
Chip, just for the record, maybe you can address this. It looks like they've removed some, and I'm looking at the October 26 photograph. I know there's some of the vehicles that are still there, but I guess what I can't see and what would be helpful to know of those vehicles, are they
the first photograph
licensed, registered, or
the first photograph number 1105 on page 1 of the photographs at the
correct.
Top?
Yeah.
That one shows the last visit there, and you can observe in the photograph that none of those vehicles that are pictured there have any current license information on them, tag information, or anything. Now, of course, we work from the right-of-way, but we would be able to go get the VIN numbers off of those once we have this board order and we can determine what the status is of those. But prima facie evidence under the code is that if there is no license plate on it and it does not appear to be operable, it is considered a
derelict
and abandoned vehicle by the code.
Is the house occupied?
we can't tell because no one will contact us in reference to this.
After the notices were posted, though, the vehicles did get shifted to the back side of the home. And some were removed, some were new ones were brought in.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I move that the board accept staff recommendation.
I'll second it.
Ms. Sasso made the motion. Is there any further discussion?
Nope.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda at the top of page 4, CON 10-1451, a case involving Inspector Jim Bowe, the City of Ocala versus Joseph Vincent Rutolo, a city case location of 3309 Southeast 13th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 27850011018. I do have some photographs in the presentation. We initially sent a nice letter to the respondent, and we obtained legal service on 917 for the NOV and 1021 for the NOH. We posted the property as well. Apparently, this respondent contacted Officer Vo and told him that he was going to give the property back to the bank. We do have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and I do have some photographs for the record at the end of your presentation. Inspector Vo is here and prepared to testify this evening if you have any questions.
I'll make the motion to accept the staff recommendation in this case.
I'll second that. Ms. Wilson.
Motion from Mr. Bockwitz, second from Ms. Wilson to accept staff recommendations. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That brings us to the next case on the agenda, CON 10-1487, a case involving Officer Jim Vo, City of Ocala versus Brian M. Chris and HSBC Bank USA National Association. A case location of 309 Southeast 31st Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2782-017-011. We have obtained legal service to the bank on 915 and on 1022 for the NOV and the NOH. All of the mail was returned from Mr. Chris. We legally posted the property on 9-9 for the NOV and 10-20 for the NOH. There is a list pendants filed with this case. The FDIC paperwork is also included with the case. We have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and we have included photographs at the end of your presentation.
Move staff accept. The board accepts staff recommendation.
Ms. Sasso.
Is there a second?
George Pecanico, second.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. We got a motion and a second. The records reflect that the respondent's not here. But the records reflect that no respondents have been here tonight. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Bring us to the next case on the agenda, CON 10-1495, a case involving Inspector James Bo. Wilson and Anania, St. Louis, and Deutsche Bank and Trust Company, Americas. A case location of 3966 Southeast 12th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. And section 3432, water collections. The parcel ID is 2961-001-003. Legal services obtained on 922-10 for the NOV, 1025-10 for the NOH for the respondent and the bank. We legally post the property on 915 for the NOV and 1020 for the NOH. We do have a copy of the list pendants, FDIC info, SunBiz, and our first case report. We will be proceeding on this case as a repeat violator. I have included a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and at page 4 we have a repeat violator clause. We have a copy of the complete first order, which was signed in July of 09.
So who did we cite then, besides the...
The respondents, the St. Louis's.
We're not going to get anything out of them. How about Deutsche Bank?
At that time, we did not have a copy of the Les Pendants.
Who did the work on it?
City.
The city of Ocala corrected this property previously.
How long ago was that, Chip?
I have a copy of the board order.
The city of Ocala did this barrier?
I'm sorry?
Who did the barrier? The city of Ocala?
The city of Ocala did the pool cleanup previously.
Didn't hold up real well.
That's what I was
it's
looking at.
It's more than a year old.
Yeah,
2008. It was signed. The first original board order was signed on 13th day of July in 2009.
Jeez.
We did the affidavit of compliance on the 2nd of October 2009.
So I guess, you know, the question I have is on the repeat violator. I mean,
we did cite the bank with this.
We did originally?
Originally, I don't have that information. I can look it up. If you give me just one moment.
Did you say the FDIC too?
No, we just included their information to have to show.
Oh, you included the FDIC.
Yes.
Right.
And this finding of Vice Chairman Bachwitz, that in the findings of fact, it doesn't indicate that the bank was named in this, in the previous order.
Right.
I mean, my concern would be that in our overzealousness to nab them as a repeat violator, we lose them as a violator at all because they prove they're not a repeat violator. And Eric, you're...
Well, the violation is addressed not to the bank, but to the property owner. That's the issue. The issue is the respondent. The bank is notified because they filed a list of tenants and they're presently foreclosing on the property. But the
Bank registers this property?
No, sir.
No, the bank doesn't own it yet.
I thought they had to register.
They do have to register, and yeah. Deutsche Bank has not registered any of their foreclosed or abandoned properties in the city of Ocala.
So we're having that case.
We are forthwith going to be including that citation as well. But we were giving them 6 months' time.
Well, the board, we don't have to give them that.
No, sir, but we would have to cite them for that.
Oh, okay. Like that would bring them down here to Ocala, Florida. Jay Musley.
Walking tall.
Yeah, so I can swing a big stick when they're out here.
Gateway Bank.
We take care of our foreclosure problems. Okay.
The original notice of hearing on the first case did not go to the bank, that I can tell. I'm just going to look at the original notice of hearing.
Well, I mean, we're citing the respondents anyway, and the lien, if any, will go to the bank, and they'll do with it as they do most stuff, put it in the circular file.
Mm-hmm. And the bank hasn't done anything on the case since June of this year.
Wow. They're aggressively tackling our...
They filed summary judgment in May, and they haven't done anything since then.
They haven't even set it for sale?
They don't have a judgment yet. They filed a motion for summary judgment on May 26th. They got service on both of the owners, but they've done nothing since.
So they've not set it for...
For a hearing, no.
For a hearing. And that's... Lambert's pretty good at working through that stuff.
No,
so that's,
it's a Judge King case, but...
Yeah.
You know, at this point, they would just move forward if
yeah.
they chose to.
Okay. Is there a motion to accept staff recommendation?
Move. The board accepts staff recommendation of Pat Tassel.
Is there a second?
I'll second it, George Botanico.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
No.
Okay, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That'll bring us to the next page of the agenda, page 5, CUM 10-1526. A case involving Inspector James Vaux, the City of Ocala versus American First Bank. A case location in the City of Ocala, 5451 Southwest 66th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation, trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 23891000009. We obtained legal service and have legally posted the property. We do have an email from the complainant in your case file. We have a case staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and I've included photographs in the presentation.
This bank was taken over, by the way. It's TD Bank now.
What was the name of it?
TD.
TD Bank.
TD Bank. FDIC closed them.
For purposes of this, Chip, can you address the lot proximity to occupied building?
I have addressed that in my statement. However, I will point out to you that it is shown in picture page 1 of 3. At the top of the page, you'll see this property is within 300 feet of the other structures.
Is the property, as we're looking at the other structures, is it on the right or left?
Both. It's both sides.
That's both sides?
Yes, sir.
And does your statement indicate whether that structure is occupied?
That structure is occupied. That's why the HOA got a hold of us.
That's fine. I just asked the board, given this case, if you would make a specific finding that it's within 300 feet and that the structures are occupied.
Is that because it's agriculture, or?
No, it's just when there's a vacant lot, one of the requirements is that for the overgrown lots, they have to be within 300 feet of an occupied structure. And you've got photograph and you've got testimony to that effect, but it would be helpful to specifically make a finding, particularly if the bank or FDIC or whoever else may have an interest in not paying a lien or doing something along with those lines.
Chip, I have a question for you. You said a homeowner association contacted you to bring this forward?
Yes, if you look at the email that we've included, and I need to go back to it.
You know what it's that?
Inspector Vaux got a copy or
behind the new open market where Dillard's is at,
yeah,
and all those
all
out
right
there.
I'm just... Yeah, if nobody's complaining about it, I'm saying,
yeah,
you're going, this is 32 acres, this is like...
Yeah, they all 32 acres have to be cleared?
Yeah.
No, they only need to clear the portion that's within 300 feet of the occupied structures. On page 28, you'll see the complaint that Inspector Vaux received from the reserve at Heathbrook.
Anybody get a tape measure out? And I mean, 300 feet's not a long ways.
No. But the average street size, and this is the right beyond the street,
it looks like
the average street is about 12
feet
to 14 feet.
Because that's 30 yards. So 30
I would
yards
say that was in 300 feet.
Yeah.
Now, is this a question to the city? Is some of this property the city's property that isn't getting mowed?
No.
I mean,
it's all their property.
You just own it to the curb and... The curb.
I don't even know. I don't even know, because this is an unfinished subdivision. I don't even know if the streets or anything there have been turned over to the city yet.
Okay.
That has not. Those lots don't belong to the homeowners association.
No, sir. They belong to this bank that I've since learned.
And the 300 feet to the nearest dwelling, is that to the nearest dwelling's boundary line, or is it to the actual dwelling itself?
I just was told it was 300 feet of an occupied structure.
Well, yeah, but is
the... So that's their house?
Is the occupied structure the structure, or is it the boundary
the
of the
line
structure that the occupied structure is on?
I can just read it to you if you like. It's on.
I'd rather you just tell me.
Well, okay. No, the code specifically says it's unlawful to have a violation of 3495 if that property, this is the respondent's property, is located within 300 feet of an occupied building. So it's not the boundary line that's the issue, it's the building.
It's
or
the
building.
Building, okay.
And the purpose for that is if people are occupying there and you've got weeds, you know, that's going to attract nuisances.
It's
the distance from the occupied building.
Well, I think there is where the problem lays, because it's easy for me that I could see it would be within 300 feet of the fence or the boundary line of the building, but I'm not so sure I can see that it's within 300 feet of the building itself.
Well, we have a roadway there that's two lanes going in each direction. Those are probably standard on those is about 12 feet.
Yeah.
So you've got about 24 feet, plus we'd give them another 10 feet for the median gym.
Yeah.
So...
And your setback requirement on the house?
Setback is another... setback just from the street to the fence is probably another 15 feet, and then their property line from the fence to the house.
And are the weeds actually overgrowing right to the street?
Yes, sir. You can see another.
Okay, you proved that. Okay.
In picture,
so what's
the bottom of picture, page 1,
shows that the weeds are growing right up to the street line and into the street.
Okay, so what is the city going to do with this property when...
We will cut all of the area. If it comes back to us, you know, after all is said and done, we will cut the area within 300 feet of the occupied structure.
And you'll measure it, though?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We'll measure it because we pay 16.5 cents per every square yard.
And just to be clear, Chip, this road that's depicted in photograph one, is that the entrance, or is that just another street that cuts through? I'm not...
Looks like a side street.
The entrance is to the right, Jim.
You're looking at the top picture, that's, we're inside the unfinished subdivision, looking out towards
the main road. And the entrance to get to that main road is off to the right, if I'm not mistaken. I can't tell from your angle here.
Well, look at the top picture, you see the last up there, you're looking right at Publix.
Right. Off of State Road 200.
Yes.
And these are the apartments that are behind there, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, there's also houses
that... Yeah, I know there's houses, but I these look like apartments. Doesn't really matter, I guess.
Man, we're going to be citing a lot of people for that. Yeah, it's all over the city.
We have cited many properties that we ordered.
Okay, well, we've debated enough. Is there a motion to accept the staff recommendation?
I accept the staff recommendation. Albertine Brown.
Albertine Brown, and you're specifically finding that the property is within 300 feet of an occupied building. Okay, is there a second to that motion? Second by Ms. Sasso. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Bachman. American First Bank, I guess you said, was taken over by FDIC?
Yeah.
So how is that addressed?
I mean, I think
they don't exist anymore.
Well, their assets were sold to TD Bank, and there's probably a loss sharing arrangement with the FDIC on their loans. So somebody from TD Bank who's got a pot full of other bad loans to look at will get to this.
Okay,
but this property is actually held by that bank. It's not a loan, essentially. I'm assuming. I don't know the title.
They probably took it back.
They may have taken it back.
Right.
It would be
an asset they're holding.
It would be an OREO, and that's just as big a pot as a loan.
Well, if you look at it and you let it grow and let it grow, soon somebody stands on the corner and can't see no more.
Yeah.
You know, you can't upstart the...
I think we all understand. Yeah.
Yep.
Very valid point.
Okay.
Okay, any other discussion? We'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries.
I'll bring us the next case on the agenda, COM 10-1567, a case involving Inspector Jim Vogt. The respondent's name is Minnie B. Crum and Lily Bell Thicklin. Case location is 2045 Southwest 3rd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, Wayne's accumulation of trash and other unsightly and sanitary matter. Parcel ID is 22601530014. Legal service has been obtained times two for both of them, for the NOV and the NOH, and we legally posted the property on 1021 for the NOH. I would point out that Inspector Vogt responded to this location due to numerous complaints in the area. We would be proceeding against this case as a repeat violator. While he was out there, he also observed this property. I have a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. I have included a copy of the first order presented to this board on page 6 for that violation and a violation of a dangerous structure. They were found guilty. That board order was signed on 29 January of 2010. We got an affidavit of compliance where the city did the work on 10 August of 2010.
What was the dangerous structure? There's no structure there, is there?
No, sir. There was a house there.
A burned-out
house.
Okay. It was demolished.
This board ordered them to take care of or to remove, and they gave them a period of time to do so. If not, then the city was going to take care of it for them.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up doing that. I've included photographs at the end.
So the city is the one that took care of the problem.
Sir.
And they just thought the city was going to continue to cut their grass, too.
It appears to be that way.
Okay. Yeah.
Why not? I need my
code. Do we? And we never talked to these respondents. Do we even know if they're still alive or
Well, they had representation of the family in here in January for the home that was burned out, and
mm-hmm.
they promised us that they were going to take care of the home, and they were arranging for financing and everything.
Why haven't we foreclosed it? Because we would have authorized you on the first go-round to foreclose out.
The city's policy would have not been to foreclose this currently.
I mean, because this is just it's a lot. You could actually give it away, maybe, but...
I mean, how much is owed to the city right now?
I can tell you that information. Give me just one moment.
And Mr. Cattleman's prepared to write you a check.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he thought you wanted money.
No.
The city is prepared to take a check.
If it's not too high, I might think about it. Yeah.
Chip's backing now. He's walking back.
The first time, the current total fees are $9,025.
So that lot's not worth $9,025.
It's not worth $925. There are no buyers.
No.
Trust me. Okay. Any other questions?
Why doesn't the city foreclose this thing and then give it to somebody?
Should foreclose it and give it to Habitat.
Yep.
It's off my pay grade. But I can look into it and see if we would be authorized to foreclose this property.
Because, I mean, look, the houses around it look nice.
They are. It's a nice neighborhood, and that's why they complain about the few lots that are here that are overgrown. And
yeah.
It's kind of weird because it almost looks like there's corn growing there in the one picture.
That's
there.
Actually
it looks like somebody's vegetable garden. And I was wondering if the neighbors are just...
Picture was obviously taken for the dry spell.
Yeah.
We
okay.
do have a picture from 11/8 of 2010 at the top of the photograph.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it would do any good to fine them. You know, why can't we just enforce the last order?
Well, I agree. It probably doesn't do any good, but at least not the hardest to fine them.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's just going to make the pile. It's just going to make the pile bigger.
Yeah.
And they're not going to pay it anyway.
Well, why are we just enforcing the last order? Wasn't that last order to consider foreclosure?
And I would assume that the city's position would be that they have considered it and chose not to do so.
Well, I mean, and then did we spend any extra work in determining the repeat violator? Because we spent an ounce more work on this than with the bare minimum, then we wasted somebody's time.
We have charged them as repeat violator.
Well, I know, but why? You're not going to get any. You didn't get any money the first time.
Because they are a repeat violator.
Yeah.
I can probably comment just because Chip's in a position where you probably can't. At this point, you know, for whatever reason, budget constraints, as you may expect, the city's trying to control costs and expenses. And as you can imagine, there are expenses that the city does and will go through in the foreclosure process because that process is designed to protect the homeowners and protect their rights. So we have to go through an expense with filing fees, legal fees, the end process of which is the city typically would recover this lot or become title owner to the lot now that the market is so depressed and no one is looking to buy these like they were some years ago.
But you just stated the case for the bank's not doing a daggum thing either.
It is what it is. I mean, they're looking at the same thing. I mean,
yeah.
And you're exactly right. The banks have this, the city's in the same position as other interested parties such as banks of why get it if you just have to hold it. But the dilemma for the city is unless they have a use for it, we're getting title to the property. I say we, the city's getting title to the property, and then they've got to pay the taxes on it. And at this point, as you know, it's an administrative drain not only on the board and having to look at it in code enforcement, but also with Public Works having to go out and cut it. But we're in this, I guess the city's in a position where they're having to make a policy decision. Do we incur those costs and expenses to keep the...
Well, you're
going to
be cutting it anyway.
Exactly. And the end result, the only end result I know what we were doing or what the city was doing when we were foreclosing actively was trying to get these lots joined with other parcels if necessary and make them available for Habitat if that was a possibility. That still is a possibility.
Well, is it possible that you can either sell or give your position in this fine to some chair like Habitat? Would they... I mean, obviously, if you had title to the lot, they
can,
could probably
can the
take
city
it.
Assign their lien?
Can you assign your lien and let somebody else foreclose on it?
I don't think Habitat would.
Habitat
not
would
buying lots right now. They're just rehabbing.
Okay.
Yeah, there's too many houses around for them.
Okay. Okay. This is a microcosm of where we're at right now.
You know, and again, that's a policy decision that I can't make. Chip can, and
I
would encourage
why.
The board. It's an issue, I know, for y'all because you want your work to be productive, but I'd just say the best thing y'all can do for the city is to continue enforcing with the power that you have.
Well, the only problem that you run into with a property like this is the homeowners. The homeowners have to continue to call and call and call, and you have to continue to run out.
Instead of maybe foreclosing on it, somebody just tickles it and say, okay, every 60 days, we're going to go out there and cut it.
Yeah,
well, we can't
it.
Just go out and cut it without having a board order.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we give you a board order to cut it every 60 days until the respondents pay their lien?
It's got a running fine, right?
It's got a running fine. I mean, they haven't paid their lien. They haven't demonstrated. It just seems like to me it's costing maybe not as much money as foreclosing, but it's costing more money to handle it this way. Plus, it's the nuisance for the homeowners around it who are behaving.
And it's job security.
Well, the city doesn't cut anything anymore. They subbed that out. Somebody from Alabama.
The unique issue and the problem with reoccurring problems such as this, whether it's weeds or water collections, is once the city formally goes out and abates the nuisance, as you know, it's in compliance, and a running fine would stop, and there would be a monetary fine for the costs incurred by the city. And in some situations, if it's debris or trash, once it's removed, it's not going to be there unless someone replaces it. With the grass, it is a difficult thing because it continues to grow, particularly during the summer months. And I don't know how effectively the city could just have a running or standing order go and cut unless and until it reaches that point, because so many different things could happen. The system's just not set up unless, I'm not even sure that we could devise an ordinance that would allow you to do that. Just have a running, standing ability to cut the grass. It just doesn't allow for due process with notice for them to come in. Because at some point, you hope the owner would step in and take an active role in trying to cut it. And at least having received notice of that, they could try and minimize those expenses and fines.
Traditionally, what we've tried to do for this board is we've brought them to the board, or what we have wanted to do is to bring them to the board the first time, find them guilty, bring them to the board the second time, find them guilty as a repeat offender, and then we would do the notice to remove nuisance. We probably won't bother the board with this from then on. We'll send them a notice that they have 20 days to resolve the issue. If they don't, then the city resolves the issue.
Oh, okay.
But we like to give them due process through the board first time around. It's a little bit opposite of what the city used to do, where they would just go out and issue a notice to remove nuisance. We felt that some people felt that the city had no right to go on their property and to do something without a due process being observed, due process being this board or the special magistrate. So we changed it around a little bit. We started bringing all of these nuisances to the board at least twice, and then we would proceed as we can within the city's code of ordinances with a notice to remove nuisances for future instances.
Do you have anything else, Mr. Bachowitz?
No, I'm prepared to make the motion that we accept staff recommendation.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second from Mr. Cattleman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, CON 10-1576, a case of the City of Ocala versus Ronald Rene, a case involving Inspector Jim Vo of the 2300 block of Southwest 3rd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. I have also placed, as well as the staff recommendation here, I've also placed a copy of the previous cases that we have had at this location that have not been brought to the board. And I would just remind the board that that's why we want to do this time. Previous cases are on page 7. The parcel ID is 22601940007. All certified mail has been returned. We legally posted the property on 92910 to the NOV, 102110 for the notice of hearing. We do have a staff recommendation and a copy of the photographs at the end of your presentation. this is another example where, you know, we're going to bring this to the board until we can get repeat violator status on it, and then we'll revert to the notice to remove nuisance.
Is there trash or...
I'd have to have Inspector Vogt testify to that.
What's the question?
Is there trash and debris out there, or is it just overgrown, Jim?
It's just mostly overgrown.
And it's 300 feet within the...
Yes, you'll see there's a house right next door in picture one and two.
Yeah.
You see the house to the right and a house to the rear. Next property.
And this is a residential lot?
Yes, sir.
In a residential subdivision?
Yes, sir.
Did someone bring this to us, or?
I'd have to ask Inspector Vogt. Let me just look at one.
Guy in Jupiter, Florida probably thought he was making a great investment.
Inspector Vogt located this property in violation of the city's code. This was not reported by another individual.
Is there a motion to accept staff recommendation?
I'll make a motion that we accept staff recommendation, George Okekaniko.
I'll second it, Mrs. Brown.
Second, Mrs. Brown. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
That would bring us to page 6 of the agenda, petition for reduction of fine or extension. We have two. One is on your agenda, and one that was given to us later this afternoon to be walked onto the agenda. The first one is CON 10-1202, a case involving Inspector Jim Vogt. In your petition for reduction, I have included their petition, which you can read, and then I've also included our case cost sheet.
What's your recommendation?
Staff recommendation would be to enforce the administrative cost order and to enforce the additional cost of ordered work. And
so your recommendation would be that we deny the petition?
Well, I would say that I would leave it to the good sense of this board to determine the $25 per day by 19 days of non-compliance, which came up to $475. If the board wanted to reduce some of that fine, the city would be sued.
So she's a 93-year-old in a nursing home.
So this was written by a caretaker?
Yes, sir.
With no relationship.
I'm reading that the caretaker's wife passed away in October.
How long has this case been on in chip?
Most of the past that.
I'm going to have to look that up for you. I can give you that information.
What was the...
page 2.
What was this, a overgrown lot?
This was originally a violation, yes. And us brought the case up on...
So who brought it in compliance? We did? Because we only spent $72 to bring it in compliance, if that's the case.
Yes, sir, we brought it into compliance for $72. I do have the photographs available to you if you want to switch over to your...
I got this, but I don't see that.
Another coster in another file.
Oh. All right. Oh. What was the running file again,
$25 per day.
For 19 days.
$475.
You can see that the house is clearly overgrown.
Now, the gentleman that made the petition, is he willing to pay that? Or
well, it would result in a lien against the property of the homeowner, and that at some point, if enough of these accumulate, or they get brought back for repeat violation,
but
the city may consider...
Go back to the pictures. I can see the pictures.
On this residence as well. You want me to start at the beginning of the photo?
Just show me a couple. Wow.
So he's asking for a reduction so that he could pay it, or why is he asking just for a reduction?
Because she's 93 years old and in a nursing home. I don't know.
I mean,
so, who's living in the house now? Do we have any? Is it rented out? Is it rental?
My impression that no one is living in this house, and I assume that at some point,
somebody's taking care of the
money runs out, the nursing home, like they do with most,
We'll take it.
We'll take this house.
Well, we shouldn't speculate on that.
No,
I mean,
I'm just speculating. This is my experience.
Encourage the board to consider the petition, which, you know, just indicates what it says, that he's a caretaker and he apparently was unable to do what he was supposed to do because of his wife's illness.
Circumstances,
yeah,
right.
Because I will see after the property, so I think we should grant the waiver.
Well, I guess the question is, this was originally in July. What's the property look like today?
Typically, for a petition, we do not go out and take additional photographs.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I think the board just has to consider that it's in compliance. We don't have any evidence.
Right, you don't have any evidence not in compliance.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say to deny the petition in its entirety, but.
Well, I'll make a motion that we accept this petition.
In the entirety and waive everything, or just
the
running fine?
Just a cost. Waive the fine.
But what about the $125 administrative fee?
We have them pay that.
Okay, so that would be a total of $197.15.
And what about the work, the $72?
She's saying that.
Okay.
Yeah, the work is $72. Right?
Yeah.
The
fine is, the administrative fine is $125, which totals $197.15. So your motion would be to reduce the fine to that amount?
Yes.
If paid within
14 days. Well, the first check of the month won't come. If she's Social Security, she won't get a check till December the 1st, though.
You want to give her till December the 10th?
Yes.
Till December the
10th? 30 days.
30 days. Okay.
Okay.
That's the motion.
Or is to revert.
Motion?
Yes. Or to revert.
The kind of cost, second that motion.
Okay. And Mr. Bockwitz asked you, is that if he doesn't pay, we revert to the full fine?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got a motion and a second. Did everybody clear on the motion?
Can you please read the motion again?
The motion would be to reduce the fine to the administrative fee of $125 plus the cost of $72.15 for a total of $197.15 if paid by December the 10th. If not, it reverts to the full amount of the fine.
Okay.
Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
The next petition I have placed on the telestrator for you. It's 2 pages. And I can give you some background information. Iberia Bank bought out the assets of Central State Bank.
Capital South Bank.
Capital South Bank. I apologize for that. Capital South Bank. And then they learned that they had several code enforcement liens, cases involving CON090181, CON080851, CON091628, and CCM080324. I can tell the board that all of the properties have been brought into compliance as of this date. They went to sell the property at 2114 North Pine Avenue, and that's when they realized that they have all of the outstanding liens. They brought the properties into compliance. They then registered all the properties as required, and they did pay the lien on CON080851. So that left us with 3 outstanding liens. The outstanding liens were fairly significant. One of them was $25 times 2 for 101 days, which ended up being a fine with city costs of cutting or of the work done by the city of $800, and administrative costs came out to $5,975. The city was willing to drop the per day fine to $2,525, which would be 50% on that.
Chip, do you have anything in writing that you can show us?
Yes, I'm going to show you that right now.
Okay.
I've once given you time to read.
Where is this at?
Their petition. And I've got the second page of the petition up now.
North Pine.
Right across the street from Rogers. Is it Rogers Barbecue?
No, it's
Tommy's Barbecue.
Tommy's Barbecue.
Right across the street.
I had to. Yeah, I figured it had to be close to there.
They were overgrown, unsecured, and they had a sign out front.
Okay.
And we cut the property, secured the property.
But the bank's working with you.
The bank is working with us.
Definite plus.
And
so
this is basically where we were with the CON091181, which is 1914 Southwest 27th Avenue, which was a residential property that the city had to bring into compliance.
So your recommendation is to reduce the fine to the total of the $25.25, $800 and $125?
Yes, sir. The $25.25 plus costs.
So that's 3325, and that's 33250.
So we were willing to reduce this for our bank, but not for a 93-year.
Well, we reduced. I mean, we're getting more. We're getting more out of this.
Talking about the city, whose recommendation was not to.
Oh, they were. They were. He was willing to work on the running fine.
Yeah, sure was.
Chip, these.
No, it was 3,350. I think I got my.
Yeah,
that
was 2,500.
Yeah. That's why I caught my own mistake.
Now I have two more to go over with you.
Well, let's do them one at a time, okay?
So that leaves us with C1090181.
Is there a motion
to accept the reduction?
Yeah.
Actually, it's 3450.
So, see, I do have somebody checking me out.
The one thing I would ask is the priority of the city liens.
They've accepted their responsibility on these, and they are wanting to work with the city to resolve the liens and the additional liens which are holding up the sale of this property. They do have the option of re-foreclosing on all of these properties and wiping out the city liens.
That's what I was trying to figure out, the dynamics of, you're working with, you said, Iberia right now.
Yes, sir.
They took over the holdings of the prior bank, is that right? That's
yes,
what I was
sir.
Curious about, whether they could in fact re-foreclose if they chose to.
If they chose to, they could.
And you think they'll accept this?
They've indicated to us that
we ought to jump on this, guys. This is the best offer we've had tonight.
Okay. That amount, though. That's a
yes, sir.
Okay.
So they're not willing to pay the full amount simply because it's too
well, they would pay the full amount if this board chose to order that.
Uh-huh.
They contacted us in good faith, asked us to work with them to resolve these issues. Once all the issues were brought to their attention,
mm-hmm.
they worked with me diligently. They got their sign taken care of within ungodly short period of time. They sent a guy from South Florida up here who had a check, who wrote a check to a local sign person that day and had the sign taken care of the day after.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing how they indicated to us in their petition and in their conversations with me that they were kind of caught blindsided by this, they have accepted the transfer of all of the assets from the previous bank, and they haven't had time to go through all of those assets yet. Once things were brought to their attention, they were willing to take care of them. I think that for me, the big feather in their cap here is that they're the third person in. The person who caused all this problem is long gone, declared bankruptcy, is not coming back here, and has several other properties that we have multiple thousands of dollars worth of fines on.
Who is the former owner of this?
Richard Barner.
God.
Then the second person in there who foreclosed the property was Capital South Bank. Capital South Bank, who was then closed by the FDIC. Iberia Bank ended up with it, with everything.
Okay.
And they have stepped forward to try and work with us here. We did offer a lower fine reduction initially, but they felt uncomfortable with that and came back. We basically wanted the 50%. You'll see what I'm talking about here in a moment, and they felt uncomfortable.
Well, let's see it. I mean, you want to see it all in entirety before
well,
we vote?
We don't need to. I mean, if his testimony says that they want a 50% reduction, and I don't have any problem going forward with that.
Okay. Do you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept a 50% reduction in the. We're imposing administration fine liens to the amount of $25.25
plus cost
that we also add in the subsequent order imposing fine lien for work completed by the city of $800 and administrative cost of $125 for a total of $3,450 to be paid within, we'll say, how long do you think it'll take to get a check? 15 days, 30 days?
It'd probably take them about 30 days, I would assume.
What do you think, Jay?
30 days is fine.
30 days or reversed.
Okay.
I got a motion and I got a second.
By George.
George, yeah. Okay. Motion and a second.
So that's on 1090181.
Yeah.
The next case up for your.
Okay. Wait.
Sorry.
I haven't voted.
I apologize.
Is there any further discussion?
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay.
The next case up for your consideration will use the same facts in the consideration. I haven't had a chance to add this up yet.
But this was another case, COM 09-1628, and you can see the fine there, the daily fine ended up being $23,000. The cost of work ordered by the city was $650 and $125 administrative cost. The city was willing to half the daily fine. You'll see they were found guilty as a repeat, or the original people were found guilty as a repeat violator at 46 days at $500. The city, again, because they were willing to work with us and brought the property immediately into compliance, filed their registration with the property. They do have someone working with the city on site.
Bottom line, how much are we talking about? The $5,000 plus the $650?
Yes, sir, $5,000 plus costs.
That's what they agreed to?
Yes, sir.
So a total of $5,775? Is my math correct?
Yes.
These are the same people?
Yes, sir, same people.
5775, that's right.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion and we accept that.
Okay. The motion was made by Mr. Giorgio and seconded by Ms. Sasso.
Would it have the same conditions applying?
Same conditions. Paid within 30 days or reversed. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
And the final one in this would be the basically the same deal. This is for the one at 2414 North Pine Avenue. You'll see that their fine it was still running up until the other day when they took care of the sign. So the city is willing to reduce this one as well to $5,000 plus costs.
So that would be a total of $6,025.
Yes, sir.
Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Mr. Cattleman.
I'll take
30 days.
Motion that they pay $5,000 on the fee, on the fines, $9,000 on the costs,
$900,
excuse me, and $125 administrative costs. They have 30 days to pay it, or it reverts.
Second.
I got a second by Ms. Sasso. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you. That'll bring us back onto the agenda.
I think we earned our salary.
Yeah, that's the best.
Best deal we've seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That brings us back to the agenda of the non-compliant capacity hearings. I can attest that the cases listed on the...
Well, then we're going to call this a consent agenda item.
Consent agenda items all have non-compliance. This the city would respectfully request that the board make a motion to approve the previous orders of the board.
So moved. Pass
so moved by Ms. Sasso. Seconded by
George Botanico.
George Botanico. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
And the city would respectfully request the board to make to enter a motion that they accept all testimony, evidences, paperwork, and presentations presented this evening into the record.
So moved that there's no opposition.
I should make that motion.
You want to make a motion? Go ahead.
No, I make the motion that we accept it.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
By Ms. Sasso. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
Get out of here in an hour. I think you have some discussion there.
Is
there a discussion?
Building official receipt.
Tell us about it.
Building information policy.
Okay, you were given something there that I did not have a copy of.
General information and policy schedule. Advisory boards and commissions.
Someone told Carol to give that all to you tonight.
Okay, what is this?
No information for your binders. They're taken from the city clerk's office.
What binder?
The big binder. Taking up dust. Nobody gave us.
Show them your binder, Latricia. Huh? Show them your binder.
That's a little.
I don't know that.
I haven't
seen that in a while.
I don't have the ordinance.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey, Carol, do I have that stuff you just gave out in here?
That I bought?
Yes. Okay.
You know which one I have.
Is there anything in here
I didn't have one.
Pay particular attention to?
I don't know.
No. I read it, no.
Okay. I'm sure it's part of your responsibilities that all the members will thoroughly read it.
Yeah, right.
If you have questions, it brings up to...
Is this called for the doubling of our salaries?
Again,
so moved. Four times this year?
Yeah. What's that? I appreciate that.
It's
only the banks and the government that are closed tomorrow, right?
Won't be able to foreclose on any more 93-year-old ladies.
You bad boy, Jay.
I think the lawyers take it off. Well, they don't take it off. But the judges do.
Courts are closed.
Yeah, right.
Lawyers are building their backlog up. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn.
So moved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very
much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Go see
some
nice to see everybody.
Everybody have a nice Thanksgiving.
Yes, you will have that one.